How did we say this is a new newspaper?
Jest.
It is, there is.
Это новый.
Now think of the ending. What is newspaper?
Газеты.
One newspaper.
Newspapers.
One newspaper.
Газета.
Yes, it's a feminine noun, газета. So?
Нова.
Not enough.
Новая газета.
So this is a new newspaper again.
Это новая газета.
Да. Это новая газета. Right. Now, this word это, it's actually the neuter, ending о, это, the neuter form of the word this. It has all the forms. What do you think the feminine form of this will be?
Это.
Это, yes. And the plural, these.
Эти.
Да, эти. So you've got three now. Это, это, and эти. One more is left.
Этой.
Good guess, because you want to add a consonant there to make it masculine. And you add т. It's этот. You spell этот. Let's do this word together with a noun. This newspaper is interesting. Now this describes the newspaper.
Это газета интересная.
Да, это газета интересная. And how do you say this computer?
Это.
One more consonant needed.
What was? Этот.
Да. So this computer.
Этот компьютер.
Этот компьютер is this computer. You can say this computer is not working.
Этот компьютер не работает.
Да. Этот компьютер не работает. And how do you say these computers are not working?
Эти компьютеры не работают.
Эти компьютеры не работают. All plural, right? And the verb is for они. And how do you say all these computers? All.
Всё.
All, which is the plural.
Все.
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 You have two forms, yes? Всё and все. And this is the plural. So all these computers.
Все эти компьютеры.
Okay. That's your word combination. Все эти компьютеры. Now, this word, this, also agrees with the noun in any situation, including the whom and what situation. We said this newspaper is эта газета, but in the whom and what situation, what will be the endings there?
Этую.
It's not an adjective.
Эту газету.
Да. Эту газету. Like in the sentence, I am reading this newspaper.
Я читаю эту газету.
Да, я читаю эту газету. How do you say, this work needs to be redone? Or it is needed to redo this work?
Надо сделать.
Okay, this is to do. Надо сделать this work.
Эту работаю. Работаю.
What is work?
Работа.
And you change А to У.
Работу.
So, this work should be done, you said. Say it again.
Надо сделать эту работу.
Хорошо. Надо сделать эту работу. Which is, this work should be done. It is needed to do this work. Now, what is to redo? Same verb, different prefix. Redo. Transition prefix.
Переделать.
Переделать, right. So this work needs to be done once again. Надо переделать эту работу. But эту работу is in whom and what position with any of these verbs. What is nobody?
Ничего.
Ничего is nothing, and nobody. What is who?
Кто. And никто.
Никто is nobody, right. How do you say nobody reads this newspaper?
Никто. Читай.
Not. You need another negation.
Никто не читают.
Никто is singular. So it's not читают, but...
Читает.
Да.
So is nobody singular?
Mm-hmm. Like in English, it is singular. Nobody...
But you'd substitute it with they.
You say nobody is in English, don't you?
Oh, that's true.
You never say nobody are.
You're quite right, sorry.
Same in, yes, same
yes,
in Russian.
Absolutely. Никто не читает эта газета. You said this newspaper.
I said this newspaper, but I also said nobody reads this newspaper. Reads what?
Никто не читает эту газету.
Да. Никто не читает эту газету. How do you say everybody knows this Russian tradition? In English, everybody knows. In Russian, all know.
Все знают.
Mm-hmm. This Russian tradition. Know what?
Эту русскую традицию.
Perfect. Все знают эту русскую традицию. The word for this is what? Several
Это.
Forms. Это, neuter form, and you know all the rest of the forms. And the word for that is?
Что?
This and that.
То.
То.
То. So this and that?
Это и то.
Yes. So the word for that is то, which will change in exactly the same way as we changed this. How do you say this document?
Эти.
Эти would be for the plural.
Этот документ.
Да, документ.
Документ.
Документ. Этот документ. And how do you say that document?
Тот.
Of course.
Документ.
Да, тот документ. And how do you say this book?
Это книга.
Да, это книга. And how do you say that book?
Та книга.
Та книга. I am reading this book.
Я читаю эту книгу.
Да, я читаю эту книгу. You are reading that book.
Вы читаете ту книгу.
Да, вы читаете ту книгу. So they change in exactly the same way. This document is not ready, but that document is ready.
Этот документ готов?
Not ready, I said.
Не готов.
And that?
И тет?
Тот.
Тот документ готов.
Да, but I said but that document. But.
Но тот документ mm-hmm. готов.
Да, этот документ не готов, но тот документ готов. You can omit the second word for документ. Но тот готов. The same form. If you're asking, say, a shop assistant to show you something from the shelf and she picks up the wrong thing, how do you say, not this one, that one? Now, your this or that will depend on what you're talking about, on the gender of the thing. Let's say it is a journal. So, not this one, that one.
Не это.
If it's a journal, журнал.
Не этот.
Mm-hmm. That.
Ту.
It's the same journal. Now, that and this have the same identical endings. You said этот. So what is that?
Тот.
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 It's only one O letter, so it is accented. Тот. So once again, not this one, that one.
Не этот, тот.
If you're talking about a journal. And if you're talking about the newspaper. Now, you are asking the shop assistant to show you what? Or to give you what? So not that one, meaning the newspaper. Newspaper, what's newspaper?
Газета.
Feminine, yes, газета. So not this one, meaning don't give me, don't show me this one.
Не эту.
Да, that one.
Ту.
Да, say it again.
Не эту, ту.
Да, not this one, that one. Не эту, ту. If you mean a feminine noun, say газету. The full sentence will be, only you don't say the full sentences in this situation, but the full sentence would be «Не эту газету, ту газету». But you omit the word «газета» because we know what we're talking about here. The nouns in the «whom» and «what» position, we call it «whom» and «what» position. In grammar, this position of a noun is called accusative, accusative case of a noun or an adjective. Accusative because it's derived from to accuse. Yes, to accuse, again, «whom» and «what». That's how this name was given. Verbs of motion in Russian. The verb to go. In Russian, actually, you distinguish between going on foot, that is walking, and going by transport, which means there are two different verbs for these verbs of motion. We'll do walking first. And to walk or to go by foot is идти. I'll pronounce it syllable by syllable, and it is идти. Ти, that's the way you spell it, with a D in the middle. Идти, but it's very difficult to pronounce it. So you say идти. It almost sounds as if there is a short E there. Идти. To go, идти, doesn't sound like all the rest of the two forms of verbs that we've done. Doesn't end in soft sign. It's not ти, but ти, which is very close. and it is accented, so it's clearly heard, this E, itti, to go, to walk. And this is the general verb of the pair for to go, itti. So how would you say we have to go, or I need to go, or it's needed to go?
Мне надо идти.
Yes, you can say мне надо идти, or just надо идти. One should leave, go. I'm sorry, I must leave. I should be leaving.
Извините, надо идти.
And will you mention yourself? I, to me.
Мне надо идти.
Да, извините, мне надо идти. I have things to do at home. I have...
У меня...
Things to do. What's to do?
Делать.
And things to do, it is a noun, and you just drop the «т» from the verb.
Дела.
Дела. Things to do. So, I have things to do at home.
У меня дела дома.
So, I need to go. I've got things to do at home.
Мне надо идти. Мне...
I have again.
У меня дела дома.
Да. Мне надо идти. У меня дела дома. Now, what is where?
Где?
Где. And in Russian, you distinguish between where and to where, two different words. Just where is где, and to where to is куда. Куда, accented on the а. So how would you say where to go, to where to go?
Куда идти.
Да, куда идти. Do you know where to go?
Вы знаете куда идти?
Да, вы знаете. Only raise your voice on the question.
Вы знаете куда идти?
Да, вы знаете куда идти. But the question, do you know where it is?
Где это?
Do you know?
Вы знаете где это?
Right, you have где here. Вы знаете где это? And how do you ask, can you walk?
Можно.
That is, if you are asking for permission to walk. But you're asking a person whether he or she can walk. Can you is the verb.
Вы можете идти?
Да, only accent this can.
Вы можете идти?
Да, вы можете идти? The word for why is почему, to give the answer to the question why, you start with because, which is потому что. Потому что, it's two words. The second word is the familiar что, and the first one very similar to почему. Потому что. Always pronounced it as one word together. Потому что. So how do you say, I cannot walk because I am tired? If a woman says that she is tired.
Я не могу идти, потому что.
And then что, which you link.
Потому что?
I am tired. A woman says, I am tired. To be tired of Stalin, maybe. Устал Сталин.
Устал.
That's it. Устал. So I am tired. A man says,
Я устал.
And a woman says,
Я устала.
Right. I can't walk because I am tired.
Я не могу идти, потому что я устала.
Да. Я не могу идти, потому что я устала. So, although it's two words, потому что, but when you link them together, pronounced together, что becomes unstressed. That's why it sounds потому что. Идти is the general verb for to go. Like all verbs, it should have a pair, yes, of a concrete verb. And it is with the prefix по. So, идти, and the second verb, пойти, пойти. If you want to say to go to a place, you need another word «в», just one letter, «в», the preposition. Yes, these little words are called prepositions, like «в» and «на» that we had. They're prepositions because they help to position words, nouns. Yes? So, to a place or into a place is «в», in or into or to. Cinema is «кино», «кино». So, to the cinema.
В кино.
Right. Never accent this little word. There is no vowel there, nothing to accent. So linking it to the next word, it is
В кино.
В кино. Yes, the V sounds as F. You can hardly hear it. В кино. How do you say to the theatre?
В театр.
Right. В театр. Just bite your lip. You can hardly hear the sound. В театр.
В театр.
Yes, to the theater. Right. So if you need to say that you want or you will go to a place, you usually use the second, the по prefixed verb, to go to a place as a one-off event. So if you say, we can go to the theater, we can go, or one can go, or it is possible to go.
Можно пойти.
Пойти, accent the ending.
Пойти в театр.
Да, можно пойти в театр. And we can go to the cinema.
Можно пойти в кино.
Да, можно пойти в кино. So, how do you say, I want to go to the theater?
Я хочу идти.
It's better to use the по verb here.
Я хочу пойти в театр.
Да, я хочу пойти в театр. Yes, meaning you want to go there now. It makes it concrete. The word for Kremlin, that's the English version of the word Кремль. Кремль, there's no лин. So how do you say, I want to go to the Kremlin?
Я хочу пойти в Кремль.
Да, Кремль. Make it soft. There is a soft sign in the end. Кремль.
Кремль.
Ля-ля-ля-ля-ля.
Кремль.
No, still too hard. Кремль.
Are you taking your tongue away from your teeth, Lily?
No, what happens here, as I explained to you before, you raise your tongue to your palate.
Кремль.
Say ли.
Ли.
If you say ли, your ли sound is very soft. Ли with E. Ли. Try
ли.
Ли. Ли. Now, take away the vowel, keep the softness. What do you get?
О.
No, you don't. Ли. 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 All right. It's not just you, it's everyone. It's difficult to do the soft consonants.
Кремль.
Ля, Кремль. Let's do the Hermitage. There's no softness there. The Hermitage is Эрмитаж. Эрмитаж. So how do you say, we want to go to the Hermitage?
Мы хотим...
Хотим, right?
Хотим пойти Эрмитаж.
Where's your to?
Фермитаж.
Right, and you can clearly hear the V there because there's a vowel to follow. Вермитаж. Мы хотим пойти Вермитаж. And what was where to where?
Куда?
Да, куда. So how do you ask the question, where do you want to go tomorrow? Or in English, where would you like? Where do you want to go tomorrow?
Куда вы хотите?
To go.
Идти.
The concrete to go.
Пойти.
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 Завтра.
Куда вы хотите пойти завтра? And how do you say, if you want, we can go to the restaurant now. We can go, one can go. If you want.
No.
If. What is if? Starts like if.
Если.
Uh-huh.
Если вы хотите.
We can go, one can go. It's possible.
Можно пойти в ресторан.
To.
В ресторан.
Now.
Здесь.
Now.
Сейчас.
Not сейчас. All right. Если вы хотите, можно пойти в ресторан сейчас. So that was the preposition or the word, the little word в, to or into. But if you go to a concert, a ballet or an opera, which are all events, you use a different word, which is на, the familiar на, which means on, onto. You go onto an event rather than into an event. So, how do you say to go? In English it is to a concert. In Russian, onto a concert. Let's do the concrete verb. По.
Пойти на концерт.
Exactly. Пойти на концерт. Would you like to go to a concert or to a ballet?
Вы хотите пойти в концерт?
It's an event. So it is on.
На концерт или...
Onto again.
На ballet.
Pronounce it the way you spell it. Ballet.
Ballet.
Да, балет. Вы хотите пойти на концерт или на балет? Both have на on to. Now, these two little words, prepositions в and на, to a place, can be actually used even without a verb. For instance, tickets for a theater. In Russian, is tickets to the theater.
Билеты на театр.
But театр is not an event. It's a building. So it's into. How did you say to the theater?
В театр.
And tickets to the theater, for the theater.
Билеты в театр.
Да, билеты в театр. How do you say, I've got a ticket to the Bolshoi Theatre for a ballet, to see a ballet, onto a ballet. I've got a ticket to the Bolshoi.
У меня есть билет в театр.
Mm-hmm, the Bolshoi Theatre.
В Большой театр.
To see a ballet.
Видеть.
No, we don't even need in Russian to see. It's in English you say to see a ballet, but in Russian it's just for a ballet, to a ballet, onto a ballet.
На балет.
Да, на балет. У меня есть билет в Большой театр на балет. So, to the Bolshoi Theatre is в Большой театр, but to see a ballet is на балет. In the same way, you can say breakfast in the room. That is, in Russian, breakfast to the room, into the room.
Завтрак на...
На is onto, and this is literally into, to the room. Room, a room in a hotel is different from any kind of room in a house. And a room in a hotel is the word for number, номер, номер. Think of the word numerous, номер. So, how do you say, to the room in the hotel?
В номер.
Да, в номер. Now, breakfast into the room.
In... Завтрак в номер.
Да, завтрак в номер, please.
Пожалуйста.
Right, да, завтрак в номер, пожалуйста. And if it's a full request, is it possible to order breakfast in the room?
Можно, можно заказать завтрак. Номер.
Exactly. В номер. You sound the r. Yes?
R.
Да. Можно заказать завтрак в номер. And you can get an answer. Of course. Certainly. Конечно. Конечно. Sounds like a carnation. Yes? Imagine that you receive a carnation every time somebody says, of course. So, of course you can.
Конечно. Можно.
Да. Конечно, можно. The verb... To want. How did you say I want?
Хочу.
Я хочу. And to want is хотеть. It ends in еть. Хотеть. In the past, how does a man say I wanted?
Я хотел.
Да. Л. Хотел.
Я хотел.
Да. Хорошо. Я хотел. I wanted. And how does a woman say I wanted?
Я хотела. Хотела.
Yes, because it's е there. Я хотела, I wanted. Right. How do you say, I wanted to go to the cinema, but I changed my mind because I was tired? How does a woman say that?
Я хотела пойти в кино.
But I changed my mind.
Но я передумала. Думала.
Да, because...
Потому что...
Ага, tired.
Я устала.
Очень хорошо, отлично. Я хотела пойти в кино, но я передумала, потому что я устала. And how will a man say the same? Let's change it a bit. I wanted to go to the theater, but I changed my mind.
Я хотел пойти в театр, но я передумал...
Because...
Потому...
Что? Фамилия что?
Потому что.
Потому что.
Потому что.
Mm-hmm. Because I was tired, am tired, the same.
Я устал.
Да, потому что я устал. Я хотел пойти в театр, но я передумал, потому что я устал.